God has always been God. Long before the earth was formed, long after it ceases to exist, he always has been and he always will be, without beginning and without end. How different than we time-bound creatures, measuring minutes and days, decades and centuries. Compared to God's eternal existence, our precious lives are but fleeting shadows, and so full of trouble and conflict, so marked by sin and failure. But God, the eternal God, breaks into our short span of existence with his love and grace everlasting. He intersperses our days of despair with hours of joy. He enables us to see something of his will and purpose for our lives, to discover some meaning for our brief appearance in this world. Indeed, the eternal God himself entered the stream of time, took on our trouble, shared our conflict, was held accountable for our sin, and died a seeming failure. But then Jesus Christ broke the pattern forever when he broke the grip of death and the grave, so that we time-bound creatures, trusting in him, might bear the imprint of the ownership of the eternal God and live forever in his presence.